This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is 7 after the hour here on the DJV program. D, Doug, J, Jennifer, B, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. It's Thursday, the 19th of April. And so, with a tribute to the world, here's Victoria Keelan, and what's trending, or what's up, Pussycat, or what's up, Doc, or...
Oh, boy. Well, what's up is that when we fly, we should all start paying a little more attention to the safety announcements. You know, those things that we just basically sleep through and we kind of watch the flight attendants go through the weird motions and no one watches the video anymore. Well, it turns out there's a really good reason we should. All of the video that's been captured from the Southwest flight that made the emergency landing, while people were filming things on board, it was a horrifying experience, except all of the images of the people wearing the oxygen masks, they're all wearing the masks the wrong way. So even if they really did need the oxygen, they weren't getting the oxygen that they really needed. So luckily, this was a situation where the pilot is being hailed as a hero, and she was able to, you know, get the situation under control. But hello, people. All the oxygen masks are not covering their noses. It's supposed to cover the nose and the mouth. They only had them on their mouths. And there are so many pictures. It's funny now, but it is really, it's crazy. I know it's a boring little segment of flying, and none of us ever really pay attention, but this is a really good example as to why we should. And you should see these pictures. It's crazy. You fly more than the rest of us, Doug. Do you think that you would know everything the right way?
Yep, I do, actually. And I find myself getting tired of watching. It's the same video over and over again. And ends with, at American Airlines, we're going for great because that's what we are, or whatever they say at the end. And
I know, and that's the problem. I think because everyone has seen the video so many times, they need to mix it up and get people's attention.
Well, here's what would be...
a million times, though. You still kind of, you go, okay. And then it's like somebody reading you the instructions before you take the furniture out of the box, and then all of a sudden you have to figure out what to do with it.
Well, it's real life in this circumstance. Jennifer's got a point. You never really know what to do till you actually have to do it.
Yeah.
And then you don't want to be exposed to that. So my suggestion would be to go back to the old way. Instead of using a video, which is, that's great, modern technology, I found that people paid more attention. Now, this sounds really sexist.
Are you going to say if it's a hot airline stewardess back in the day when they called
them
stewardesses?
Would I say something like that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you said
they
it for
nice
me, so I don't have to.
Of course you would, because she just said it for you.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's really what you were going to say?
Would I say something like that?
Oh, Doug.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I don't pay attention any more than if someone's doing it in person or on the video.
Yeah, okay.
I just
pretend
to watch.
I don't either.
And meditate.
You pretend to watch, so there it is.
No, I pretend to watch both, whether it's the video or the person.
It's pretty simple, actually. That's the thing. It's really pretty simple.
144 people did this wrong. There may have been one or two in there, but every video and every still shot that's been posted, they're all
wrong. I'll tell you where the mistake is. The mistake is that they teach you how to buckle a seatbelt. Right. Most people know how to do that. So when they start trying to make it look complicated to buckle a seatbelt, then I kind of, I doze off a little bit after that. Like, why don't we start with the big stuff?
That's true, because by the time you get to...
get real.
Right, but by the time they get to the part where it's the, you know, your flotation device is your seat and everything, I'm lost. That's kind of where I get a little scared, because I have no idea what I... And then the lights, which way they're going to go up and look behind you, that kind of stuff I get a little scared about.
You know, let's back up a little bit. Back to Sully, because the reference has been made a number of times to how great he was when the U.S. Airways plane landed in the river, the Hudson River. the people who were in the plane, if you noticed, were able, they understood, and they took the seats, the bottom seat cushion, they used those. There didn't seem to be a lot of question about that. And I would find that more confusing unless you just pick up the whole seat. And where I try to sit in the plane, you don't do it that way. You got to find the what do you call it, underneath the seat. And so that becomes a whole different story. But in terms of this, Jennifer and Victoria, the masks are, it's very difficult. I told you yesterday, I've been in one circumstance where I had to use the mask. And it seems to me it would be difficult to put it on just on your mouth. It would be, the way it's shaped, it almost has to go over your nose. So I can't imagine what was going on unless they've redesigned Southwest as different kind of a mask. But the mask fits. It's like
it's
going
around,
to the hospital. It's a
this one. These are like a round, round yellow thing. And everybody just has them on their mouth and not over their nose as well. This is a little bit confusing, I guess, because there's no shape to it. It's just a round. It looks like an ice cream dish. And that's what it looks like for two scoops. So I don't know if it doesn't have an indentation or anything of where it would go over your nose. Maybe these are really old.
Well, the plane's 17
years old. Is it possible?
I just remember the ones that I put on. And I've been in circumstances where I had to wear an oxygen mask, and they fit over your nose pretty easily. It's like you just put it on your face. So anyway,
What's most interesting to me is I'm looking at a picture of it right now, and when the little bag inflates that the oxygen is supposed to go through, there's a picture on it, and the picture has a guy with it over his mouth and his nose.
And the bag isn't supposed to inflate. They say that, right?
Because they don't want you panicking if yours isn't inflating. Why don't we just drop the little two things that go up your nose, the little clips?
I think those are harder to put up there.
Like in the hospital?
Harder to understand, yeah. An oxygen tank, or the things that you saw Mrs. Bush wearing.
Right.
Or you see people wearing that have COPD. Yeah, that's what.
But isn't part of the point of this, though, that it's supposed to cover your nose and your mouth to also block out if there's smoke?
That's the good point.
You're real smart, aren't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Now I'm just panicked about what I'm going to do if I'm ever in this situation.
You're going to hold the thought that you're never going to be in that situation.
I'm going to start reading the card.
Okay, well, you'll be prepared. It's a good lesson.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
It is a good lesson. We'll post the pictures on our Facebook page so you can see how not to do this.
And also post a tribute to that to the pilot. She's really something special.
And she is,
she's cast as this week's hero, no question about it. 14 past the hour, DJV time. You are writing checks every month for a timeshare, are you? Checks big enough to pay for a car or put your child through college. And you don't like it, but you don't think you can get out. There's nothing you can do? Well, hold on for a second, because there is. If you need a way out of a contract that you signed that you don't want to be in, you read the fine print, and okay, yeah, that's fine. But there are ways, if you're done with the timeshare and you want to get out, that you can do that, and you contact Resort Release to do that very thing. Take it from me, when you're ready to leave the timeshare, get out the good way. Get out with these guys. Call Resort Release at 888-277-7245. It's a pretty simple, straightforward message. They get you out permanently and legally. So you want to terminate? Become the terminator. Call 888-277-7245 and work collectively and cooperatively with Resort Release. 888-277-7245. You will be out and you'll be happy. And the thing that makes you even more happy is that you won't have to, or happier is the correct English, is that you don't pay these people unless you get out. That's it. Great, better business rating, great ethics, great morals, great results. Resort Release. No more timeshare if you don't want to be there. 888-277-7245.
You work all day, then go home and make dinner. That's not fair, because making your dinner, that's our job. We don't work all day, then go home and do your job, so stop doing ours. Head into Buffalo Wild Wings for America's favorite wings, with 21 sauces and seasonings to take your dinner from mild to wild. But don't worry, we're dinner pros. If things get too wild, we've got dozens of beers on tap to bail out your palate. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
please drink responsibly.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was surprised at myself how much energy I had, and you know, I'm doing two jobs, running around like a maniac, and I was able to handle it. Really, I'm like, wow, this stuff is really good. So, you know, more than anything else, it's it just gave me the extra energy and the well-being, feeling of well-being that I don't think I would have without it.
Well, I take it every day, and I feel great. And my wife looks at me and says, how come you never get sick? And I do. It's because I take the fruits and veggies.
I just feel a lot better. My life has turned around. Everything is working for me.
It just helps me feel good. I just think the products are wonderful, and I take them every day. I just like it. It works.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Victoria! All right, Victoria, what's the next trending item that you have?
Well, the city of Pittsburgh is in the spotlight right now. Pittsburgh police have ordered its detectives to bring riot gear to work today in anticipation of protests if President Trump fires special counsel Robert Mueller. And so there's an internal memo going around that was obtained by the local media in Pittsburgh that said there is a belief, quote unquote, that Mueller may be fired and that large-scale protests are expected in the Central Business District within 24 hours if it happens.
What's the magic
of Pittsburgh? He's not going to get fired.
I know. I don't. How did this start?
What's Pittsburgh? Yeah. All right. Let's think of this as a card game. President Trump, Mike Pompeo, Kim Jong-un, and Rex Tillerson playing cards. You like that?
Okay.
Think of that for a visualization.
I think it's highly unlikely, but go for it.
It probably is. Anyway, I was just thinking of the president confirming the reports that Mike Pompeo, who was supposed to succeed Rex Tillerson, made that trip to North Korea to start the talks so that there can be a conversation with Kim Jong-un. So what's the best place for these guys to meet? Where should they go, and what should they talk about?
Sal's on 52nd.
Yes.
No, I think they were talking about some places maybe in Europe that they might get together. There's been some talk about locations. Mike Pompeo was there not necessarily to help figure out where, but to find out if Kim Jong-un is serious about denuclearizing. And from all accounts, Mike Pompeo, who's a pretty smart guy, said it looks like this thing is on. Trump yesterday, when he was at the White House, said that if he felt that he was being played by Kim Jong-un, he would get up and just leave the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously we don't trust him, so we want to know what his intentions are. But it seems that he has shown some goodwill yesterday the talk was, and I thought you might think this is interesting, Doug, about officially ending the North Korean War, or I'm sorry, not the North Korean War, but the Korean War, because it was never, right, it was never ended. So the South came to Donald Trump and America and said, look, we're thinking about making this official and ending it. And so Trump gave that his blessing, which I think we're all probably okay with.
Yeah. What do we think about this case that's been opened in Antwerp criminal court against Belgian companies that sent 96 tons of sarin gas, or the stuff that's used to make sarin gas, to Syria? You know that story?
No. I think we know they're making sarin gas there. There were inspectors who went to see what was left of the target that the Europeans and that the Americans hit over the weekend.
Well, what was left was enough
apparently
information.
Apparently more than we thought, yeah.
Right. It was the thing that brought them to this company in Antwerp, Belgium, that makes this stuff and has shipped it to them. So they're on the hot seat, as they ought to be. 21 after the hour.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now 23 and change after the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the focus on television. I watched Designated Survivor last night, and I almost thought it was the end of the show. It looked like the character played by Kiefer Sutherland was going to resign. But it wasn't the case. Although it was just kind of, I didn't get home till late, so it was the only show that I watched last night. But it just looked like it was coming apart. And then they put it, they're good writers. And that Maggie Q, she's quite good.
She's good.
I find her very good.
This is the one time I'll ever say this. She really needs to eat something.
Yeah, she does.
Look at you. She is painfully thin.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, painfully thin.
Yeah.
But apparently she can sneak out of locked cargo crates and stuff. Yeah. She just, you know, she has no bones. She just, you're right. She's Gumby. She's like a worm.
Yeah. There's an ad that floats across the screen every once in a while on one of my sites that shows her. She's breaking the silence, it says, on her secret flat stomach. I think the secret of flat stomach is not eating it.
All right,
starvation. All right, so what do we have? Anybody see anything last night? Or I'm going to stop asking that question because it seems that...
It's better just to move along.
There's no... All right, moving
just
along.
Catching up on Riverdale, that's it.
Jennifer, what's up tonight?
All right, well, the big story tonight on television is it is officially the series finale of Scandal. It all wraps up, all comes to an end.
What do you think's going to happen? Predictions?
I don't know. I do know that they're going to deal with Olivia Pope's love life. And it says, according to the previews, and, you know, a Shonda series will always have you laughing and crying all in one. They said that everything will come down to this, and that you will be satisfied when you walk away. That's what they say. Yeah.
All right. So I'll watch that tonight. I'll report to you tomorrow. Okay.
Well, you'll have a brand new Grey's Anatomy and Station 19 on ABC. CBS is all new tonight. The Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Mom, Life in Pieces, and SWAT. The CW has brand new Supernatural and Arrow. Gotham, Gordon and Bullock back together to investigate some bank robberies in Gotham. That's new tonight on Fox, followed by your favorite, Dougie, Showtime at the Apollo.
Yeah.
NBC has a new Superstore, AP Bio. Will and Grace is on rerun tonight, but there is a new episode of Champions, which is Mindy Kaling's new show, followed by Chicago Fire at 10 o'clock.
Don't understand why they don't put Showtime at the Apollo first at 8. and then put Gotham. Gotham is very violent, very dark.
I love Gotham.
I liked it for a while. I like the character, the actors playing Jim Gordon, but it's just so bizarre.
It is a bizarre one, but it's a great show.
Mondo Bizarro. Musically, at 26 past the hour, Kelly Clarkson is in the music news because she's going to host the Billboard Music Awards this year. She's a veteran of the charts for sure. She's three-time Grammy winner? She's a coach on The Voice. By the way, that was on last night. They had three shows this week. I don't know where they're getting down to the bottom line, but because May sweeps will be up the third Thursday of May. I'm sure things will be over by then. So that show is going to be on the Billboard Music Awards on the 20th of May on NBC from Las Vegas. Quote, to prepare for hosting the Music Awards, I already have 20 costume changes planned. I'll be flying in like my girl Pink and calling Amy Schumer and Sarah Silverman for jokes. Or I'm just going to show up and celebrate my favorite artists and get to know more. Yeah, maybe I'll go with that plan. She's the winner of American Idol's inaugural season, remember? 10 singles on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And she's a very important part of The Voice, I think she is. Whenever I've watched it, she seems to bring a lot to it. A lot of people compare her to some of the others that have been on The Voice. And a lot of people comparing her to Katy Perry on American Idol. She's much more preferable.
Although, there's no comparison between the two.
I do think American Idol has come to life. I've seen a little of that sort of come to life. I don't know what it's doing in the ratings, but so
not coming to life.
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson in our focus at 28 past the hour.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Parent-teacher conference. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you never have to get called in by the school district to have the most important parent-teacher conference of your child's life. You see, as your children's parent, you are also their teacher. You teach them about life. You are their teacher-parent. And if your lessons are ever not going well, the two most important people you can meet with to improve the situation are yourself as your children's teacher and yourself as your children's parent. If you find yourself repeating the same lessons over and over, it's wise to be mindful of two things. One, it's certainly taken you multiple times to get many lessons in your own life. And two, if the way you're delivering a lesson to your child isn't working, then it's time to try delivering that message in a new way. Have the parent-teacher conference you need to have. Everyone is already present. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids, debuting March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
The biggest flooring event of the year is here. Lumber Liquidators 15th Annual April Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale. Now's your chance to get pre-finished hardwood up to 40% off. Water-resistant laminate up to 33% off. Worry-proof your home with waterproof floors as low as 39 cents. Get special clearance deals at your local store while supplies last. Plus, special financing and professional installation. Don't miss it. The 15th Annual April Sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 after the hour. That's Jennifer Horn's voice. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, my voice belongs to me. I'm Doug Steffen. The passing of Barbara Bush continues to be on lots of people's minds this Thursday. Her granddaughter, Jenna Bush Hager, paid tribute to her grandmother. Actually, she is on NBC, isn't she still doing? She did
Today Show work, sure.
Yeah. Today Show, yeah, right. She wrote, quote, "I already miss the force of a woman, the enforcer, because she was the glue that held." It is what they call it. Jeb Bush was speaking at some event in Chicago yesterday, and he made just that sort of same reference to her. As a matter of fact, here's George W. revealing something about his mother.
Laura and I went over to see her a week ago Saturday. And we had a wonderful visit. She was strong, lucid.
Funny.
She and I were needling each other, and the doctor came in, and she turned to the doctor and said, "You want to know why George W. is the way he is?" And the doctor looked somewhat surprised. She said, "Because I drank and smoked when I was pregnant with him." And I had a beautiful visit with her. And here's the thing. She had great faith. She truly believes that there's an afterlife, that she'll be wonderfully received in the arms of a loving God, and therefore did not fear death. And as a result of her soul being comforted on the deathbed, my soul is comforted.
Yeah. Aww. See, he wrote also on his Instagram page, George W. did, quote, "My dear mother has passed at age 92. Laura, Barbara, Jenna, and I are sad, but our souls are settled because we know hers was." There's been a lot of talk about that with her, how comfortable she was with it. She knew she was going to die, and she was fine with it. He writes, "Mom kept us on our toes, kept us laughing until the end. I'm a lucky man that Barbara Bush was my mother. Our family will miss her dearly. We thank you all for your prayers and your good wishes." I don't find, it's very rare that you find somebody who has completely, completely left a reputation that is 100% positive. How often do you find that? The only besmirching is the fact that she was a big smoker. You looked at her face and you knew she was.
Yeah, but you know what? She quit smoking in 1968.
I know, but it's already, the die is cast by that time. You really,
she still lived to 92.
Yeah, so there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Right. So, but the fact that she, there's nobody saying
anything.
I thought
she was smoking last week, the way you made it sound. And I looked it up, and I was like, wait a minute, she quit in 1968.
Right. And now she's in a better place, the Marlboro factory.
Right.
Right. I thought it was cool, though, the fact that there's nothing you can say about the woman, nothing that's bad.
You know,
than she was strong, that seems to be like the only.
Well, what's bad wrong with that?
That was such a great compliment. Yeah,
yeah,
so
right.
Great.
You know what I didn't know, because I wasn't alive when it was happening, is I didn't realize that she had a daughter. Robin, who died when she had leukemia.
I didn't know that either.
And that was one of the sweetest things I saw. It was actually Jenna Bush posted it, I guess, a picture. Someone drew, she posted it on her Instagram, and it was a picture of Barbara Bush in heaven, like, with her arms open, and there was a little girl running towards her, and it said, like, Mama. Aww. So it was very, very sweet.
Mm.
That's why she actually never, there were many reasons why. We talked yesterday about her signature look, and she said, I'm just going to leave it white instead of fight it. But the reason she went prematurely gray is because she lost her daughter. That's when her hair changed color.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting how that well-known family dynasty handled problems with their daughter versus the way the Kennedys did, or old man Kennedy and his daughter that he lobotomized. Speaking of the Kennedys, RFK Jr.'s daughter, Kiki Kennedy, a 30-year-old model dating billionaire Matthew Mellon, heartbroken over the death of her boyfriend. Her rep says that she's devastated and will not be making a statement. Okay, so why is this even in print?
That's the statement. There will be no statement. Well, it's because she's a Kennedy, first of all, and she's, you know, this is a big story that, especially in New York, where, you know, they kind of tend to follow the society pages, if you want to call
it
that.
Well, I think the death, this guy, I don't really give a damn what she says about it, but I do think that it's worth talking about his death because of how he died and what his circumstance was. He was on all kinds of psychotropic, psychoactive drugs, opioid, addicted to that, OxyContin, spent $100,000 a month buying the drug, 80 pills a day.
That's just insane.
The psychoactive
route that you're talking about, that's a new opioid addiction treatment, apparently, that's in Mexico, and that's what he was going to try to do. Mm. But he never even made it to the rehabilitation center. Because they had said he died in rehab, and then it turned out he never made it there.
Didn't get there.
Ugh. No.
Other people in the news, Raul Castro, Cuba's leader, maybe stepping down. Don't expect much change, though. His successor is Miguel Díaz-Canel, served as vice president since 2013. Not going to break dramatically with the communist leadership. He's taking the reins at a time of transition. I still am not quite sure what our relationship is, because Trump seems to have confused things a bit. Obama said, let's go. Trump said, well, maybe not so fast. But I don't know really, other than him saying they're a bunch of bad commies and we shouldn't do business with them. Is that, has anything really changed? Are we, did everything get shut down? People are still flying to a couple of cities from Miami and Dallas into Cuba every day. So it seems like there's a...
I don't know if you can, though. I don't,
you can what?
If you're an American citizen, I don't know if you're allowed to go to Cuba. They hadn't start without a special travel visa. They hadn't started. They hadn't opened that up yet. And then all the cruise ship lines had, they had made plans to have, I think starting this fall with the cruise ship season, they were all going to stop in Cuba. And it was going to be this whole big thing. I don't know what the status of it is now.
Well, it's ridiculous. Whatever. The fact that we don't do business and haven't done, never mind on Obama. It goes back to George Bush. It goes back to this,
goes back longer than that.
Yeah, it sure does. It goes back to Clinton. It's nonsense. If we can do business with the Russians and the Chinese, do you realize how stupid it even sounds? We're not going to do business with Cubans because they're commies. Come on.
Well, but it's also because they're really close to Russia, so I think that's why you see the extra care being given to Cuba.
Yeah. What, again, you think it can be another Bay of Pigs? They're going to ship over missiles from Russia and plant them in Cuba? You think that's going to happen?
Won't?
Well, I'm not sure of anything, except that it's nonsense that we're not doing business with them in some way, shape, or form. So you park a satellite over the island.
Yeah, the technology. Think about it. When the Bay of Pigs to now, I don't think that would be that much of a concern.
Yeah. Anyway, food for thought. Queen Elizabeth's last corgi has passed, mourning the death of Willow. 14 years old. By the way, the Queen's birthday is this weekend. She'd be 92. And this
we
is the last.
We should send her a new dog.
Yeah, right. Well, I want to talk a little bit about that.
Who's going to take care of it, though, when she's gone?
Yeah.
The whole staff?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Whoever takes care of it now. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's at least her, you know, those were her little pets. Yeah. She loved those dogs.
All right, speaking of dogs.
She'd drop down and give them some kibble, though.
Kibbles and bits. What's the story, Victoria, with the U.S. Department of Agriculture saying individuals and groups maybe have to get licenses to buy dogs from the puppy mills? They're going to rescue them? I don't understand.
From the auctions. Yeah, the Washington Post did an investigation, and they found that there are, a whole bunch of rescue groups who travel to these dog auctions, and they buy the dogs, and some of them get adopted. They incorporate them into their shelters in their rescue group and then get them adopted. And then others, I guess in a few cases, they found that they kept them as pets for themselves. So that's some IRS stuff that needs to be handled, I guess, because there's some laws with that. But the main thing is, I think the point of the article was to, I guess, expose some of these rescue groups doing this and buying puppies that come from puppy mills and then they go to these auctions. But the problem, though, really, is the puppy mills themselves. And I think it was only a few months ago, I remember we talked about it, maybe it was the end of last year, there was the law that was called the Animal Welfare Act. Part of that law has, there's supposed to be open records of puppy mills and inspections, and somebody in the Trump administration closed that loophole, so now they don't have to submit any inspection reports, and it's kind of a disaster, and everybody in the animal welfare community and rescue groups, it was a big thing that we were all talking about. It's a huge setback for people trying to end puppy mills. And, of course, there's a lot of money. Puppy mills make a lot of money. There's obviously some lobbying going on, so there's a lot of behind-the-scenes shenanigans there. So, really, the point that a lot of people are upset about the Washington Post article, they said that the focus really should have been on the puppy mills and less on the people trying to buy the puppies to give them new homes.
All right. Interesting point. 45 past the hour. Sport news now. The passing of a legendary wrestler. Jennifer, who was Bruno Sammartino?
Who was Bruno Sammartino, please? He was wrestling for a very, very long time. Bruno Sammartino was one of the biggest stars of the wrestling world early on in the 70s and early 80s that we had ever really seen. In fact, he was integral in starting the WWE. The WWE announced on their part Wednesday that Bruno Sammartino had died. He was 82. What is wrong with me?
Okay.
Please, somebody flip my switch.
Reboot.
Thank you. He was known as the Italian Superman, and he joined his immigrant father in Pittsburgh from Italy following World War II and began lifting weights. Vince McMahon helped propel Sammartino into a star in sports entertainment, but it was his victory over Buddy Rogers at Madison Square Garden in 1963 that won him the WWE Championship. He held the title for nearly 8 years. That was the longest reign in the organization's history. He was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame as a member of the 2013 class. After turning down previous offers to do so, he finally accepted after seeing the changes that the organization had made, like drug tests on athletes and stopping the use of profanity. He wanted to see a little cleaner environment at the WWE. But he said, being inducted into the Hall of Fame at Madison Square Garden is the biggest thing in my life. Anytime that people feel that you accomplished enough to enter into a Hall of Fame, of course, this is tremendous, tremendous thrill for me. I had a lot of success due to appearing at the Garden. I wrestled there over 200 times. It's where I won the title. It's where I picked up 630 plus pounds of Haystacks Calhoun, end quote. So that was a very special thing for him to be inducted at that particular location.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's who Bruno Mars is named for. Bruno Mars.
Seriously?
Yeah, Bruno Mars met him last year and took a picture with him last July, and he actually put on the Instagram, he said, I was nicknamed after this professional wrestler, Bruno Sammartino. Tonight in Pittsburgh, I had the honor of meeting him. So,
the Hulkster wrote, rest in peace, Bruno.
The outpouring here has been amazing from the whole wrestling community. He was definitely one of the leaders, and the fact that he worked with McMahon's father and then, of course, with the Vince McMahon we know today that runs the WWE, he's really integral in the WWE's success starting out.
Yankees stand up. Victoria, you're the New Yorker. What's the story?
Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, and CeCe Sabathia are among the whole Yankees team, but they're the three most vocal ones who responded to the viral story of a severely bullied 10-year-old girl named Cassidy. Cassidy's mom posted a video last week sharing what it's like for Cassidy to go through school and being bullied every day, and she's in the fourth grade. She's been bullied since first grade. It's a whole group of kids that apparently harass her, and it's just a really terrible story, and she ends her little video by saying, stop bullying, not just for me, but for other kids too, and please share my story. Well, it's been shared 250,000 times already, and it got all the way to the Yankees. And CeCe Sabathia, who is the pitcher, made a video response and said, Dear Cassidy, I play baseball for the New York Yankees. My teammates and I want you to know that we care about you. We know sharing your story must have been difficult, but you showed courage and strength and inspired us to reach out to you. We may be older than you, and we may be taller than you, but we want you to know that we look up to you. You're not alone. Count the New York Yankees among your friends. And then they also said something kind of cool, that she can sit at their lunch table anytime they want, and they actually invited her to have lunch with them in the clubhouse. So
awesome.
She'll probably be making her way to Yankee Stadium soon.
11 before the hour.
At Caltrain, we hold ourselves accountable to ensure that you receive nothing but the best. With every active ingredient in Caltrain, we make sure that it meets our quality standards of being 100% all-natural, but it is also beneficial for you. That way, we're able to give back more than we take. Whether that's helping someone achieve their desired weight and health goals, fighting arthritis, increased levels of energy, or sleeping better at night, we want you to feel the best that you've ever felt. That's why we don't just consider ourselves a weight loss company, but a healthy lifestyle partner for you and millions of others.
Hi, this is Beth, and I've been using Caltrain and found that it has improved my life immeasurably.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Caltrain. It's helped me lose the weight easily and maintain my weight loss.
Saying yes to Caltrain is saying yes to the healthiest version of yourself. Discover how Caltrain can help you today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
After the hour now, exciting time for those of you who are technologists, because Victoria Keevan has updates on a couple of important technical stories, including what's going to happen with the Amazon Best Buy partnership. Let's start with that, Victoria.
This was sort of surprising news. Yeah, Amazon and Best Buy announced their new partnership yesterday to sell smart TVs in Best Buy stores that will run Amazon's Fire TV operating system.
What is Fire TV? Explain quickly for everybody.
Fire TV, it's just like Apple TV. It's their brand name. Fire TV is a smart TV. It runs Amazon Prime, and it's the same thing that Apple has, whereas Apple has all of their own products, so they have Apple TV. It's right. Amazon's version of it. Instead of calling it Amazon TV, they just call it Fire TV. And so they have the Amazon Kindle and the Amazon Fire Kindles, where it started, and then the Amazon Fire Stick, which is what I have, and you can plug that into any smart TV, and it gives you all of the apps and everything like Netflix and Hulu and all that good stuff. So these TVs are going to have all of that built in. You don't need a Fire Stick or anything additional. And it's a really smart idea, and it's a smart partnership, because Best Buy really needed some help. And Amazon is smart enough to know that even though they get blamed for any time a company goes out of business, everyone blames Amazon, But Amazon does know there are certain instances where people want to be in a brick-and-mortar store to buy electronics especially, and they want to see the TV before they buy it. So it just makes tons of sense. They haven't announced what the pricing will be yet, but it will probably be on par with LG, Samsung, all of the other major brands. And they also have not announced when it's going to roll out, but I would not be surprised if this is not in time for the holiday shopping season. So this will be the next big thing for Amazon's partnerships.
Next big thing. All right, here's a new video game breaking download and revenue records. Let's find out how that works.
The Geek Out.
It can't be debated, the most popular video game at the moment is Fortnite. The battle royale of 100 players all fighting to be the last character standing has quickly become even more popular after they recently launched a mobile version of the game, and that's been downloaded 11 million times on iOS alone and generated $15 million in in-app purchases. Epic, the game's developer, collected over $125 million across all versions of the game just in February alone, and that's impressive because it beats out some of the biggest money makers in video gaming like Candy Crush, Pokemon Go, and Clash of Clans. Now openly available for free download, Fortnite certainly is going to set revenue records.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well,
the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
All right, let's see who's delivering. Does Domino's delivery? What's the slogan? Domino's delivers. That's it, right?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I know they've got that guarantee of 30 minutes or less. That was that was their thing. Well, Domino's is in the news in the tech world because they are taking delivery to a whole new level of high tech. And they announced that they will now be delivering to what they would call non-traditional street addresses. So currently, you have to have a street address in order to have Domino's or Pizza Hut or Little Caesars, any of the other Papa John's. That's the only spots that they'll deliver to. Sort of like an Uber, you have to give them a physical address. Now, Domino's is using what they call hotspots at 150,000 U.S. outdoor locations. So you can actually get pizza delivered now while you're sitting on the beach, while you're on the Vegas Strip, if you're at the Gateway Arch in St. Louis, any type of, if you're at the mall in Washington, D.C., and you want to have an impromptu pizza picnic, you can actually have Domino's delivered to you now. All you have to do, they have it set up now on their app, so that when you place your order online or through their app, you give additional information like what color shirt you're wearing or describe the place that you're in so the Domino's delivery car can pull up and actually find you. And they, of course, have been trying to up their delivery game, making it easier to order through tweets, smart TVs, and even Amazon Alexa. You can actually order Domino's through Alexa. And so this is their new big way of attacking Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut has also been upping their technology game. So who knew pizza was so high tech?
Pizza. Did you order every? Wasn't there a deal with Uber? I thought they were delivering pizza for one of the.
Yeah, Uber Eats. I think they were trying to do that.
Uber Eats. I heard Uber sucks. I didn't hear that they eat. 59. This was a joke here.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.